work. Road rage jerk, shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been. Back on the interstate, otherwise sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline, but cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me. is your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'll be wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day, that's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. And loving every day, early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and flit a river paid. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.92 stroke Murphy. I love it when my baby wants to roll with me, throws her boots on, climbs in a tree, tucking her hair in my hat and she's ready to go. And we get to hunting, fishing, loving every day, that's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, getting red dirt rich and flitter river paid. Hunting, fishing, and loving every day, yeah. So while y'all are up there breathing in that old dirty air, I'll be down here knee deep. Luckily. Hunting and fishing, loving every day. I wanna see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting, fishing, and loving every day, that's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, and loving every day. Black coffee in the morning, dark whiskey in the evening. I get red dirt rich and flitter river paid. Hunting, fishing, and loving every day. loving every day.
Hunting, fishing, and loving every day. Luke Bryan on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Hi, everyone. Seth here on this Monday. It's just a little bit past 4 o'clock. We've got some softball coming up at 4:30. Stay tuned for that. But right now, let's get back into the music. Here's Kenny Chesney with Uncle Cracker, When the Sun Goes Down on 105.5.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the hotter, when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
I'm perfect, I swear. can be. All my insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. I miss picnics and blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small.
The King of Country, George Strait, You Know Me Better Than That on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We are just moments away, everyone, from a softball game. We've got Port Edwards taking on Tri-County at 4:30. Mike Comer on the call. I'll be running the board. But until then, we got a few more songs to play. Here's Tyler Hubbard, 5'9" on Wis Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown. Good stuff.
door slam, and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone. Just a couple beers. I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out. She ain't back yet. Ain't called home. Turned off the phone. Oh, man. This might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave. But I didn't call because I didn't really think. Seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh, man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 1055 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 1055 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Pop-up foul goes to McKenna Rettler as she tried to advance the runner and put some pressure on that defense as the Blackhawks are just trying to get through this first half of the inning and be able to take their first at-bats. This is the third meeting of the season as a pitch goes, and that's going to be called strike by home plate umpire Mike Klein. And down goes Rettler. Next up, Peyton Rathmel as she stands in. And the ball gets away from the catcher for Port Edwards as the leadoff runner, Sky Hopkins, advances to second via the wild pitch. Again, thanks for joining us tonight. Joining me, my name is Mike Comer. Going to be bringing the action as game just got going. I mean, I just got done setting up, and they're already getting ready to throw first pitch. So, like I said, they wanted to get going a little bit quicker and be able to get some JV innings in as well before it gets too dark out. So, either way, thanks for joining tonight as the count goes 2-0, two balls, no strikes, to Rathmel. Andy Friday rocks, fires home, and it's popped up. And I got to keep an eye on this because I'm right in the line of fire. But it is caught in foul territory by first baseman Aaliyah Ruiz to get the second out. And that bodes well for the Blackhawks. Next up, Morgan Anderson comes to the plate, number 11, excuse me, as we make it right through this first inning. It's called strike on that first pitch. Excuse me. All the pollen and then that darn Canadian smoke is getting to me being outside all day of my full-time job, so I'll be doing the best I can for you. And I pop up to shortstop, and it is caught, and there is your third out in the inning. In the inning, Tri-County gets no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. As we go to the bottom of the first, scoreless, but keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back just before the start of the bottom of the first inning for this game between Tri-County and Port Edwards in softball. Again, this is CWC South Division action coming to you, and we're thankful for every single one of you listening at home, in the car, out in the garage, wherever you prefer to listen to your athletics here on the radio. Really appreciate your time. So, be getting the lineup as we go right on along for the Blackhawks. It is, like I said, kind of a scramble to get going here as they started a little bit early compared to what the start time was said. But as I've said before, it's to get more action for the JV kids, and you can't personally, you can't go wrong with that. So, first up for the Blackhawks in the bottom of the first inning is, as I can pull up as the batter, my apologies for not being better prepared, is in a two-ball, no-strike count, firing home, and there's your first called strike. First batter of the game for Port Edwards is number six, Paige Van Meter. As gets a drive foul into the batting cages, so get to reload that one, and the count is full, 3-2. Paige Van Meter, and then she is going to be followed by, appears to be number 24, who will be Brianna Ingram. And there is a pop-up on the infield. Second baseman running over, makes the catch. So there's your first out in the inning. F4, if you are scoring a home right along with me. So there's your first out of the inning for the Blackhawks. Next up, Brianna Ingram. And then she will be followed by Aaliyah Ruiz, the first baseman for the Blackhawks. Another pitch in there low. It's a two-ball, no-strike count coming our way for Ingram. Beautiful day. I mean, other than the Canadian smoke, which in our country music station, the legend, Willie Nelson, he does not have anything to do with it. But that's always a good relief there, as called just inside on the zone. And it's a, I believe, official called a 3-0 strike, or 3-0 count. Because I thought he mentioned a strike in there, but that one is foul. So either way, there's your first strike of the at-bat and 3-1 count. Advantage definitely in favor of Ingram. Head coach for the Blackhawks, Max Ayers, and then his assistant, Riley Thomas, longtime coaches. Coach Ayers, also the head football coach, as Ingram, she works a one-out walk. Not walking like an Egyptian, but she's walking like a Blackhawk right down to first base. As next up is, as I said, Ruiz. Ruiz, first baseman. She's kind of had a tough go this season, as she really danged up her knee during the volleyball season, which heavily impacted her ability to play basketball. But she's still been able to get out there on the softball diamond. She might not be the power that she was, because that's a pretty important part of your swing is the knee, as there's a foul ball going back as count evens up at 1-1 to Ruiz. But she's still a very, very, very adequate bat and talented bat in this lineup for the Blackhawks. After Ruiz will be Mia Rogers, as that's a grounder hit to third on the way, and it is safe as she legs it out. Throw goes back to third, not in time, as time is called out on the field for, now they call time, as I believe I heard time before that, but either way, Ingram does get advanced to third. As she takes third, Ruiz makes it, as there was a bobble by the third baseman, so it'll be interesting to see what officially that goes as, but throw was a little high, just not in time, so that bobble, can't ever assume an out, but I think that will be an E5 going on there. As next is Rogers, who's a very dangerous bat. Another one for the Blackhawks. Then after Rogers is number 14, Annie Friday, the pitcher. Foul back out of play. Goes 0-1 count onto Rogers. Rogers primarily a third baseman, but she's a pretty good utility player across the board. As there is a hit, just gets out of the infield, and run will score. Ruiz will hang up at second, so RBI single from Rogers to score. Ingram. Ruiz goes to second, and the Blackhawks with the lead. So bottom of the first inning, one out, 1-0 lead for the Blackhawks. Up next, Danny Friday, as I said. Pitcher, first pitch is called strike by home plate umpire Mike Klein. And after that will be Taylor McDonald. It's a beautiful day, a little bit of a breeze coming in. 2-1 count, I should say. There's a strike called, emphatic strike call there by Klein. So we got a 2-1 count coming up to Annie Friday. Pitch, that's going to be high as the runners stay at first and second. Count goes 3-0. Port really looking to get the advantage and get some bases loaded. Appears after McDonald at bat. That'll be Morgan Sturgis has a big shot out to the outfield, and that is caught by the left fielder. So there is your second out of the inning, and that will be a fly out to left, F7 for those who scoring. And up next, Taylor McDonald. Morgan Sturgis up after that. First pitch in there, that's going to be a ball. Hope all you mothers out there had a wonderful Mother's Day. I was able to spend some time with my mother and my grandma and got to see my girlfriend's mother for a little bit. And they all were having a good day, or so they said. I hope they did. Because it's always good to get to spend some time with people you care about. I even got to spend a little bit of time with my girlfriend, who there's two cats at home that refer to her as mom or human slave, whatever you want to call. I'm not quite sure what they really do, but I wouldn't be surprised with that. As there's a grounder hit to third, she just steps on the bag for the force out, as it will go down as a fielder's choice for McDonald. Ruiz, G5, unassisted for the third out. For Port Edwards in that inning, one run on one hit, one error, and two left. So, going to the top of the second inning, Port Edwards already up with a 1-0 lead over Tri-County. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Back, top of the second inning now. Port Edwards with a 1-0 lead over Tri-County. Stepping into the batter's box is Skylar Wade for the Penguins. Again, this is her first plate appearance, but more notable, this is a very interesting matchup, as this is the third time this season as Port Edwards and Tri-County will be meeting and have met on the Diamonds, as just about a month ago, the Blackhawks took down the Penguins 10-7 in comeback fashion. And then, just 72 hours ago, in the Tri-County invite, the teams matched up again. They weren't originally supposed to, but there was a team that pulled out of the competition, so they were forced to. And that went the way of the Blackhawks yet again, 12-3. So it'll be interesting to see if the Penguins maybe third time's a charm. I know they're looking for that, and I know Port Edwards does not want to see that whatsoever. So there's another swing and a miss, and down goes Wade. I believe as we got one out in the inning. First pitch in for Friday is a called strike. So we're looking through all of this information best we can to make this a little more interesting than just seeing a pitch and a ball and a strike. There's a foul. So Friday up ahead in the count. Pitch on the way. And that's called ball. From my vantage point along the first base side, I am not exactly able to see the call of the umpire, so I got to listen a little bit through the headphones. But I think he said 2-2 count. Scoreboard's not showing that, however, so trying to be as accurate as I can with that. Pitch on the way for Friday, and that's a grounder hit to third. Third to first in time. And there's your second out of the inning. Skylar Wade, she goes down 5-3. So up next will be Kayla Foster, Brianna Garcia. As she comes to the plate, and she's already up in the count, 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Ball got away from catcher, but she's able to track down the ball, so that's going to be a 1-1 count. Looking around the infield, getting my bearings on who's where, where's who. Big swing and a miss for Garcia. As she's approaching possible strikeout situation. So she's got a battle there and try to put the ball in play. Hopefully nothing comes my way because I don't really feel like getting hit with the ball. But I don't have to worry about it this time as she goes down swinging that again in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. So we're through 1.5 coming up to the bottom of the second inning. As Port Edwards leads Strike County 1-0. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A little heat of the moment. And in this moment, Morgan Sturgis comes up to the plate as she first pitch high. So she will be ahead in the count 1-0. Next one is just about the same spot. So it's a 2-0 count coming to Sturgis. Sturgis playing center field for the Blackhawks. As she steps back in. Crouch. And there's another one that's high and inside. So she gets a 3-0 count coming this way for Sturgis. Don't swing unless you get a good pitch. So we'll see what she does here. There's a pitch, and that's a called strike. So there is a good pitch for her. Not the one she wanted. So she moves on. See another one. All kinds of sports coming up for you guys, the listeners here. There's a swing, and it gets through the infield to second, second to first in time as Sturgis goes down 4-3. First out in the inning. It looks like Evelyn Fletcher. Coming up to the plate as we speak. So Fletcher up there, as I said, the catcher. Has another pitch in there. It's going to be low. So 2-0 count yet again. Port's been benefiting of some inconsistent pitching so far by the pitcher from Tri-County, which is Peyton Rathmel. So that's a 3-1 count. There's another called strike to Fletcher. 3-2 count, full count coming to Fletcher. One out in the inning, and there's a ball that is sent right down the line, but it is called foul by the home plate umpire. So Fletcher has to head back into the batter's box and see another pitch. Evelyn Fletcher, sophomore, I believe. Pitch comes. She hits the grounder to second. And second to first, she's retired. 4-3 in deja vu all over again. In the words of great Yogi Berra. And we've got two down already in the second inning. Port still holding a 1-0 advantage. And there's a bunt attempt. That is foul. As we get back into the batter's box here, and 0-1 count coming from Rathmel. Rathmel sends it in, and that is outside. So we got a 1-1 count coming. There's a wild pitch on that, so there's a ball coming for the Port batter. And there's a foul tip into the glove. So one strike away from a bounce back inning here for Rathmel. And there's a fly out to second base, an F4 for the Blackhawks. And in this inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we are through two innings here with Port Edwards holding on to a 1-0 advantage. So we'll be back momentarily, so keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Back here, top third inning. Port Edwards leading Tri-County with a 1-0 advantage. And steps up J.C. Sanchez as she comes to the plate. First pitch ball. Second one's going to be low and away. So we got another ball, 2-0 count. Annie Friday in her third inning of work. Pitch high. So she's got a 3-ball, no strike count. Coming up to Sanchez. Either way, that's a 4-pitch walk for J.C. Sanchez. Ariana Foster now up at the plate. First pitch, gonna be called strike. Second pitch coming in there. Gonna get away, gonna get through the wickets there of Fletcher. Yeah, so up to the next base. On a wild pitch goes Sanchez. There's a foul hit. So now we've got one count, I believe. Pitch on the way. That's called strike. Excuse me. And so there we go. That was 1-2 count, I believe. There's a foul hit backwards. As Port just trying to make it through to the bottom third inning, see if they can tack on a couple more runs. Pitch on the way from Friday. That's foul tipped out of play. Thankfully, that was way shy of me. If I got a put my life on the line to save this video or this radio equipment, I guess I'll have to. Don't want to, but I'll have to. You know, sometimes that's the price you pay. As there's a grounder hit, the second baseman, just a nice soft throw over to first where Ruiz is covering. And there's your 4-3 for the first out. But that still advanced Sanchez to third and turns over the order for the Penguins. There's going to be another pitch low, so it's a 2-0 count. For the Penguins, there's another foul hit. It was out of play. Kenna Rettler, this is. She's just really fouling a lot. And she's actually the two hitter. As I'm just getting my book updated so I make a little more sense. She's got a train going in the background. It just wouldn't be Port Edwards, though, hearing a train. Day you don't hear that train, I'll be just a little upset. mean something bad happened around here. As there's a line shot hit right out to second. It's going to be in the gap. Run will score as Sturgis covers it. Throw in, not in time. So you've got a double for Rettler RBI as she scored JC Sanchez. So we got an even game here between the Penguins and the Blackhawks. Grounder hit to second, just trying to keep it in the infield. Throw is in time. Outstanding diving grab there by Brianna Ingram. She makes a stop going away from first base. Spins, throws from sitting on the ground, and in time to Ruiz to end the inning, but not before the Blackhawks or the Penguins get on the board. They have one run on one hit, no errors, and one runner left. So we're going to the bottom of third. Tie ball game, 1-1 between Port Arthur and Tri-County. We'll be coming up for the bottom of the third momentarily. Keep listening on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
We're back. Bottom third inning. 1-1 ball game between Tri-County and Port Edwards. At the plate is the leadoff hitter, Paige Van Meter, as she's battling a count. I believe that's going to be a 1-1 count. Throw on the way, foul back, so it's going to be at least a 1-2 count coming up to the Port Edwards leadoff batter. First at bat, first appearance at the plate, I should say. She grounded out. She flew out to second for the out. Another pitch on the way. That's going to be called a strike as Van Meter goes down looking for the first out. Next up, Brianna Ingram. Ingram, she walked in the inning. And she scored a run, but not this time. As a very good ranging snow cone catch by the left fielder, Kayla Foster, to get that second out. Quick work being made by Peyton Rathmel of the Blackhawks. Ruiz coming up. Ruiz coming up here as she reached on an error in the first inning and then was a fielder's choice casualty on a fielder's choice ground out to third. Now there's a high drive out to center, not enough to get out of here, but